What did the left eye say to the right eye?
I don't know. What?
Between us, something smells.
That's hilarious. I get it. The something that smells is his nose. So funny. I have one for you. Why did the student eat his homework?
Not sure. Why?
Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
That is hilarious. I have a really weird joke for you. It's a fart joke.
Oh, yeah. Fart jokes are the weirdest. So fun.
Okay, here it is. What do you call a person who never farts in front of other people?
I don't know. What?
A private tutor.
LOL, jokes are the weirdest and we kids love jokes.
I love weird jokes. In fact, I love that we come up with weird ideas. It makes the world way more fun. Come to think of it, I think that's why our world is so full of miraculous inventions and ideas, because we wonder and think of ideas that no one else has come up with and we may think are weird at first.
I get it!
All of us have a unique and weird part to us, and that's what makes us humans so amazing. We are all weird. Pretty cool, hey?
Hello. It is a new day and another chance for adventure. Another chance to do something different. Another chance to let your personality out. Another chance to be weird and bring the fun. We are Morgan, Holly, Mia, and Emily, and we have superpowers. In fact, our weird little quirks are really our superpowers. We are who we are for a reason, and that reason is because the world needs us and all of our weirdness in order to take care of all the corners and edges. Not just the middle stuff that everyone can do. Let your personality color outside the lines.
Today, we are talking about embracing your own uniqueness. In other words, be weird and don't apologize for it. We are all weird and we are all cool. In fact, weird is cool because it's you.
Everyone, it seems, both young and old, are afraid of looking weird. But it's okay to be weird. Weirdness is potential strength waiting to be changed into a really neat idea. Throughout history, the most successful people, the great creators and innovators, have been those people who are willing to stand out and take a risk, not caring what other people thought.
We read quite a few articles from the Huffington Post and Big Life journals on this topic. We found a lot of interesting ideas. For one, there's no such thing as normal. What is normal for me may not be normal for you.
Remember when we said that our uniqueness or weird qualities can really be our superpowers? What we mean by that is the world needs all kinds of people who are into all kinds of things. That is why we are on Earth. Your shyness, for example, might make you a better listener. Your love for finding weird things in the garbage might make you the greatest inventor of waste management in our world.
What makes you weird makes you memorable. Do something different. As R.J. Palacio states in her book Wonder, you aren't born to fit in, you are born to stand out. The world needs more ideas and personalities. When you start living as your true self, weirdness and all, you will inspire others to do the same. Standing out is how you find your true friends or tribe. A tribe means the people who you relate to the most and have similar interests. The only way to find them is by expressing your own unique characteristics.
Have you ever noticed that all great stuff was made by weird people? It's true. People like Weird Al Yankovic, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Roald Dahl, Will Ferrell, Tim Burton, Dr. Seuss, and so many more were never afraid to be passionate about weird things. In fact, they are some of the most popular actors, singers, scientists, and authors of all time. Some of our favorite books of all time are weird, and that's why we love them. Books like Captain Underpants, Sideways Stories, From Wayside School, and, of course, fart books.
Here's another neat idea that we came across when we were researching the art of being weird. Everything original seems weird at first, but as time passes on, these weird ideas become normal.
Now remember, being brave enough to be who you really are and with trying to be like other people can be uncomfortable at heart at first. But when you take ownership of your ideas and who you really are, ignore the fear of what other people think. You will feel so much better, and the world will appreciate you.
Letting your true weirdness come out is not about making it big or being popular. It is about the courage to be who you were born to be. It is the best part of who you are and can be the key to making you much more happier in life.
Everyone is weird, and therefore nobody is weird. Let's just accept it. We're all weird, and that's what makes us amazing. So go out and be yourself, whoever you might be.
The world is waiting for you!